Sudan's peace accord creates new openings for outreach. A ministry looks to change Bolivia one child at a time. And Bibles help a mission agency expand their work into Chile. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Sudan tops today's news, where recent peace agreements have created a fresh opening for outreach in the south. The church in southern Sudan has been brutalized by civil war. That's why SIM's Steve Strauss says their national partners in Ethiopia and Nigeria have sent in missionaries to help Sudanese believers get back on their feet.
They're actually going to be training school teachers in South Sudan, helping Sudanese school teachers be able to be better equipped to train their own children and adults who haven't had a chance for education, and then working with the Southern Sudanese Church in evangelism and discipleship as well.
The unrest in Darfur hasn't hampered SIM's work, but Sudan's future hangs in the balance. Strauss asked prayer for the church to be built up.
The work in Southern Sudan will be with people who are from an animistic background, some of them nominal Christians, others stronger Christians, helping them get a much more thorough grounding in their faith and sharing the gospel with those that don't know the Lord yet.
Next, today is North Korea Freedom Day.
During this week, we also exposed two other issues in the Congress. One was a hearing showing that Kim Jong-il doesn't just abuse his own people, but he is a drug trafficker and a counterfeiter, and his regime is corrupt to the very core.
North Korea Freedom Coalition's Suzanne Schulte says today's events are all about revealing truth.
Because Kim Il-sung considers himself a god, wanted the North Korean people to worship him, Christians became the number one target for extermination. He killed pastors, he rounded up congregations and put them in political prisoner camps. The current dictator of North Korea considers Christianity to be his greatest threat.
Schulte urges solidarity with believers who've been imprisoned.
Pray for the prisoners in jail that have helped the refugees. I would pray for a change of heart in the Chinese government and stop this terrible repatriation. Pray for the North Korean people as well, that peaceful change that would come to North Korea and reform.
Open Doors is partnering with the coalition on behalf of the persecuted church. You're listening to Mission Network News. Compassion International in Bolivia has an ambitious goal to change their nation, starting with the children. Sharon Geiger has more in this report.
Bolivia is a beautiful country, home to the towering Andes mountain range and lively people. But much of the nation is poverty-stricken, not only economically, but spiritually. The hope for Bolivia, Compassion International's Johnny Blanco believes, is in transforming lives, one child at a time.
Because we really think that our country is poor because we don't know the Lord. Because we have, lies instead of truth in our lives, all levels. But if we really let them know the Lord, our country will change.
The Ministry of Compassion does that through finding sponsors for needy children, paying for a program that first teaches them about the transforming power of Jesus Christ and provides food, health care, and education. For Mission Network News, I'm Sharon Geiger with Compassion International reporting from Bolivia.
And the Bible League is excited to announce a ministry expansion into Chile, their 55th country worldwide. The church in this Latin American country is growing, and the Bible League's Scott Thunders says there's such a need for Bibles there.
Believe it or not, there's about 3 million Christians in the country of Chile, and only about 120,000 Bibles a year get into the country.
Thunder says Chile is strategic because God's Word brings healing and transformation.
Every country is going to be strategic for us. We don't want anyone to be left out. If anyone wants a Bible, our ministry is involved in making sure that they can get one placed into their hands. And it's always exciting when you have a brand new country opening up and beginning to see change in people's lives and change in the local communities.
Go to our website for information on sending Bibles to Chile. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.